You're listening to a Songwriters Roundtable
from the Youth Media Center at SLB Radio
in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. My name is Olive.
My name is Miles.
My name is Emery, and I'm here with...
Rocco.
Peregrine.
Cronus.
Ethan.
Finn.
Olive.
Violet.
Lucia.
Ken.
Shay.
Leo.
Chrisita.
And Lisa.
We are here for Rhyme and Reason Summer Camp, and today we're going to be discussing songwriting and our inspirations.
How long have you guys been creating music?
I've been playing music all my life, and then I think when I was 11, I decided I wanted to be a performing artist, so I decided to try and write songs, and it didn't go that well, so I stopped. And then when I was 13, I decided to try it again because I learned guitar.
I've only been writing songs properly for almost exactly a year. But I remember always just making up little lyrics and things as a little kid. And I think a musician is all I've ever wanted to be. And so I think it's cool that even though I haven't always been writing songs like in a proper format, I've always been singing to myself and coming up with things. And it's cool to think that I've wanted to do this my entire life and now I'm doing it.
I've played the violin since I was like 6. I'm 13 now, and I've been creating stories, like little mini tiny books for as long as I can remember. My brain just comes up with the weirdest things, and then I'm like, oh, then I just write them down.
I've been playing piano when I was 10 years old, and I learned how to do it, but I had not been playing guitar before, but I have... Trying to work hard every day so that I can do my best.
I've really only written and recorded one full song, which was actually at this exact camp 1 year ago. And for that process, I had an idea, like a little riff that I was working on guitar because I'm primarily a guitar player. And then I kind of branched it out because I thought it was a really good idea. And so just kept building off of that. And then I came up with lyrics and melody and all that stuff. And I'm really a perfectionist when it comes to like the vocal stuff. Like I want to have a memorable melody. I want everything to be perfect. So I'm very like precise about that.
So I'm a person who I usually like to write with people. Rocco, Peregrine, and I, and one other person who's not here this week, we're in a band together. And a lot of times we will... write songs in the way we just kind of sit around like, oh, that sounds cool in your guitar, let's build off of it, and we kind of just write an instrumental part together. So I can't play drums, but I know what I want my drums to sound like, so I try to describe as best as I can to Peregrine, and I've listened to enough music that I know what kind of drum beats and where I want it to stop, start, but I don't know how to play it myself, so it's always nice to have people who are like more talented in certain areas than you to help you assist to make the song to the fullest potential.
Kind of a change of topic, but if you guys were talking to someone that has no idea how to write a song or has never wrote a song before, what's like one piece of advice that you would give them?
I would say think of a storyline that you want your song to go by. Like, do you want yours to be a fantasy? Do you want it to be something that's already happened to you before in your life? And like write that whole thing out. I feel like starting like that and then, like, taking some stuff out of there, being like, I'm going to write lyrics. I feel like it's easier to write lyrics if you write a whole story about it.
Interesting.
John Mayer has a quote, and he's one of my biggest inspirations. He says that he could walk you through how to create a song in every step, but that first idea has to come from you and has to come from the air or from God or from something. He can never tell you where to get that first idea. But after that, he can walk you through the steps to create it into a song. And I think that's very true. I don't think anyone can really pinpoint, oh, I got this from that directly. It just comes to you.
Megan told me to like make a list of things. It's so much easier to know what you don't want it to be than what you want it to be. And she was like, just like list out what you don't want it to be. And then like,
that does you could help just sometimes.
Like, for me, I always write like from emotion. And so if someone was talking to me and they were like, oh, I have no idea what to write about, I would say like, what's one thing in your life or something that's recently happened that makes you just so happy or so sad or so angry or something you wish you could go back to? Because as a writer, as someone who writes poetry and short stories, I think a lot about the emotional part of it, and that helps me think about, oh, what would the instrument sound like? What would the lyrics be like? And then when I'm writing, I'm in that mindset, and it kind of comes a lot more easy to me when I'm already emotional about it.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, something that I like to think about that will, like, kind of continue, sort of, like, persistent, perpetual inspiration is just the fact that there's magic in the mundane, so I just like to be reminded that. I think that really helps.
Yeah. No, that's beautiful, and I do think about that a lot, and I should incorporate that into my writing. Like, I think that, like, you know, and I almost mean this from a non-religious point of view, but in my head I've been saying to myself, like, there is holiness in everything. And I don't mean that in really a super religious way, but I mean that, you know, everything is significant, and I think that's really cool how you can see that and turn that into music.
I think the most important part of a song is most definitely the message and how you're conveying it. And it can be clear, or it can be something that the listeners have to interpret. But I think that it's important that you have a message, unless the song is obviously, like, satirical. But it would be way better if you have intention behind the way that you sing, or the instruments, or just the lyrics in general, just all of those things combined together to have a message that should hopefully spread to the listeners and maybe even change the world.
I'd like to shout out my dad for helping me get into guitar and buying me all my gear and setting us up to practice in the basement. Really would not be able to be where I am if he wasn't supportive of my music.
Shout out to the people I know, my family, friends.
Shout out to my mom for accidentally booking me into the wrong camp last year, and I ended up really liking it, and now I'm back this year, so thanks, I guess. And thank you to my cat, because, I don't know, I feel like I wouldn't have joy without him.
Also, thank you to my dad. He got me really into music, and also my whole family and my friends.
Shout out to my whole family, and especially my dad, who taught me guitar and everything about music.
Shout out to my friends and family and the musicians that influenced me.
I would like to give a shout out to Smooth Boogie, who went to SciTech with me, who had the confidence. He would have entire school-wide auditorium, like, thins. The entire school would come in to hear this little 16-year-old kid rap in front of everyone with a little JBL speaker that wasn't loud enough that anyone could hear the music. And that gave me the confidence to do music. I would like to then to Drake, because he made it so that if there's ever a lull in a conversation, I can ask people, what's their favorite Drake song? And it always gets a laugh, no matter what.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. You know, that's really helped me as a person.
Dude, literally you saying it started, like, cackling over there.
Yeah.
Shout out to my cat. Shout out to Olive and Shay. And you guys, like, literally got me, like, four lines on there.
I want to thank my co-writer on basically all of my complete songs thus far, Skylar Edson. So talented and one of my best friends, and it is a joy to write with her.
I'd like to shout out my parents, because they cool and they take me places. Every single time I need to go to musicals at, like, 9 p.m. or something like that, or just for hours on end, and they had to go after work. And also, Alumni Theater Company, y'all the goats. They helped me with my theater process as well, and they're just a really cool company.
I want to shout out with my mom. My mom take me every day to the tour music here, and I meet my friend a lot.
My brother, who's also here at this camp, he's a really big inspiration, and he helps me be better at what I do. And also my dad, because he also writes songs. And of course, Boy Genius, my favorite band.
I would give a shout out to my sibling, Lizzie, who has helped me with building song, because they went to Kappa and they know how to build a song, kind of, and I've been getting a lot of help from that. And I also give a shout out to Violet and Miles, who go to this camp, who have been a big help with intro lyrics and instruments and stuff. They are a great help, and also just great people.
It looks like we're out of time today.
Thank you for sharing your thoughts, everyone.
Listeners, thanks for tuning in. This is Shay.
This is Ethan.
Rocco.
Peregrine.
Miles.
Cronus.
Finn.
Olive.
Leo.
Violet.
Emery.
Olive.
Chia.
Kenneth.
And Lisa.
Signing off.